Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 127 for Tuesday, November 3rd. I'm Phil Front-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Tuesday morning, as gains in Chicago soybeans and a softer Canadian dollar provided support. Canola was steadied up nearly $2, the January contract up $1.50 at $473.70 per ton. That January contract had managed to hold above nearby support at $471 after a choppy day yesterday, and that is making the nearby technical signals a little bit more supportive, accounting for some of today's speculative buying interest. The Canadian dollar is down by about a third of a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. That contributed to the gains in canola, as the softer currency should make exports more attractive to international buyers. But on the other side, rising North American production ideas and improving South American weather conditions in some areas did put pressure on values. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher. Soybeans steady to up 4 cents, the January contract up 2 at $8.80 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest was 92% complete as of this past Sunday. That's ahead of both the year-ago level and the average for this time of year. The good harvest pace and generally favorable yield prospects were bearish for beans, but export demand remained strong on the other side. Persistent weather concerns in parts of South America also remained somewhat supportive. Corn, it's up 2 to 3 cents, the December contract up 3 at $3.80 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest is now 85% complete. That's also well ahead of the year-ago level and the 5-year average. While there are reports of large piles of recently harvested corn looking for a home, the futures still managed to find strength on the back of speculative buying interest. Gains in crude oil also lent some spillover support. Wheat, it's up 1 to 4 cents, the December contract in Chicago, up 4 at $5.12 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was rated 49% good to excellent in the latest USDA report. That was a slight improvement from last week, but still well off the 59% of the crop in that bracket at the same time a year ago. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, November 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front-Warkentin.